Jackie Hunt comes to garden at D-Town Farm in Detroit just about every day. She says growing produce is gratifying.
You want to grow some of those big, luscious tomatoes. You want to get one of those red, red tomatoes that doesn't have the cracks in the top and the things on the bottom. You want to grow one of those. At least I do. And I want to be able to say, look at, I grew this. Isn't this something?
D-Town is a 1.6-hectare farm that grows 35 different kinds of fruit and vegetables. Volunteers plant the farm together and in return get a discount on produce. Jackie says the aim is to give Detroit's residents access to fresh food.
One of the things that we can do by doing this, by having people who don't farm, who don't have gardens in the backyard, have them come out here and see how easy it is to plant. Whatever it is he's planting. You know, It's like simple. You can do it in the backyard. You can grow enough food in the backyard and feed everybody.
And the farm serves another purpose. It unites the community. Local residents help out at the farm, and that's important for the area, says Kwamina Mensah, D-Town's manager.
When there's a community project going on, then the kids, they feel a sense of ownership. They'll look out for it. They won't let people dump tires and stuff on the garden. They won't let people just, you know, steal the produce and everything. So there's a lot of good things happening as a result of urban farming in this city.
D-Town isn't alone. There are urban gardens all over Detroit, outside of offices, churches, at community centers. Some grow produce for sale, but for many, that's not the main aim. Patrick Crouch manages another urban farm called Earthworks.
They're really focused not necessarily on production, but on being a space in which folks can grow food for their families and themselves. Their focus is oftentimes on community building, working with youth. It really depends upon the location what their focus is, but they're all over the place. It's hard to go very far without noticing one.
Crouch says poverty in Detroit has helped to spur urban food growing. Dilapidated buildings are common, and there are large tracts of unused space around the city, which he says are ideal for urban farming. But he says Detroit isn't the only city where this is going on.
We see urban agriculture throughout the United States. In almost every metropolitan city, it's becoming very important. You know, you see it in cities like Oakland and St. Louis and New York and Boston. So it's very common.
But with farms like D-Town around the city, Crouch says Detroit is at the vanguard of the movement. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, Detroit.